Blood, Sweat and Steel, written by Curtis McGrath and read by Chris Miller. The day began like any other in Afghanistan, with a grey dawn sky fast turning flawless blue, lit by a blazing sun. We were in the district of Khazarazgan. Desert brown mountains loomed in the distance. I pulled on my boots, a week old and still not broken in, and laced them up. Army-issue boots weren't exactly made for comfort, and I was sure to have a few extra blisters by the end of the day. After a quick breakfast of cereal, orange juice and sunshine, I grabbed a couple of crackers with cheese and Vegemite for the road. It would be another long 40-degree summer day. We were here to reclaim and re-establish a checkpoint that had been taken by insurgents. The enemy was nowhere to be seen. We'd already cleared the area of landmines or improvised explosive devices, IEDs as we called them, and fortified the small buildings that would be used to both attack and defend. Now, with the Afghan soldiers in place and ready to defend the area themselves, we were almost done. There was just one nearby road to clear, currently blocked by a large boulder the size of a small car. I was already thinking about the next day, the last day, when we'd be going back to Firebase Anaconda and putting our feet up, a hard operation done. Kiwi! My good mate Livo snapped me out of my daydream. Livo was the Lance Corporal who led our brick, or crew. We've been given the green light to blow up the boulder. Can you go ahead and check it out? We'll meet you over there soon. No worries, I said. I grabbed my gear. With the sun behind my back, I walked down the hill over the ridge and towards the rock. It was about 60 metres away from the checkpoint, but didn't seem as big as it had yesterday. I yawned. All the hard work we'd been doing was catching up with me, and I felt like taking a nap, even though it was 10 o'clock in the morning. Everything was that little bit harder at 3,000 metres above sea level. If I didn't move, I'd fall asleep. So I grabbed a handful of rocks. Thud! The first one went crashing into the sand, not nearly as far as I would have liked. Thud! The next one went further, but still not far enough. Rock throwing is a sport in the army, something we always do. Whenever there's a lull, rocks will be found and rocks will be thrown. What are you doing? From nowhere, Pitch appeared. Tall and easygoing. At 19, Pitch was the youngest in our brick. This isn't the boulder. I was about to throw another rock. What are you talking about? I uncocked my arm. Yes, it is. Nah, mate, he said. This is the service road. You're supposed to be at the rock on the main road. He grabbed a rock of his own and threw it. I turned and started off without him. I wasn't searching as I walked. The trail I was on already cleared, with fresh footprints everywhere, heavily used. I was soon approaching the wall of Hesco baskets, large mesh containers filled with dirt used as a temporary blast wall. Suddenly, I was on the ground.